The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. In the lead up to Christmas, our podcast is brought to you by Woolworths. Whether you're looking for the perfect ham, beautiful fresh cherries, or your favourite seafood, Woolworths has everything picked for Christmas.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Friday the 6th of December. In your Squeeze today, New South Wales fires and all that smoke, articles of impeachment, the Prime Minister's changes to the Federal Public Service, and congrats to Winks. This is your Squeeze today. Bushfires continue in New South Wales this morning, Claire. The best way to describe where the fires are burning is by using Sydney as a focal point. They're literally burning in every direction around the city.
There's 100 fires burning in New South Wales. At its worst point yesterday, there were 7 burning at that high emergency level, but they're all down now to a watch and act. But fire authorities and the Bureau of Meteorology says that there's going to be dangerous conditions, not just today, but through to the weekend.
A lot of talk about the south coast of New South Wales, Borley Point and the Batemans Bay area.
Yeah, really dangerous fires there. People have been evacuated. Also looking north of there in the Hunter region, inland from Gosford, there's fire crews working on a couple of very large and dangerous fires there too.
Reports are that properties have been lost in those areas, but the numbers are very hard to nail down at this stage. The Bureau of Meteorology says winds are forecast for northern and eastern parts of the state. That's not going to help firefighters' efforts to contain those blazes over the weekend. And it also means there's no end in sight for that smoke haze that's hanging over Sydney.
Really dangerous conditions there. The admissions of people with respiratory issues has increased quite dramatically. It even affected the Australian Open Golf Tournament, where players who travel quite a bit and know what it's like to play in conditions where there's smog in the air say that they've not experienced anything like it. So, yeah, really need to take care if you're in Sydney, stay inside, don't do any strenuous exercise outside and just have to bear down and get through it.
Across to the US now, and every day there's news about the Trump impeachment inquiry. If you're confused about what impeachment is and the process, I implore you to listen to our Squeeze shortcut on this topic as it takes you through the logistics of how this actually works. Back to today's news though, Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the US House of Reps, has said the impeachment inquiry against Trump will move forward. What does this mean for the president?
Yeah, as you say, there's lots of reports coming out about exactly what's happening with that impeachment process, but this is one of those big breakthrough moments. Nancy Pelosi says that there's enough evidence to her mind for that impeachment process to move on from an inquiry phase and actually go and be voted on in the House of Representatives. So she's told those committees to draft what they call articles of impeachment. They're the exact accusations against the president, and they'll be voted on by House members. Donald Trump has asked them to do that quickly. He says that, particularly given as they're driving towards a presidential election, which isn't that far off, it's about 11 months away, he wants to go very quickly so that he has a chance to fight that and clear his name and get campaigning.
And Scott Morrison yesterday announced some fairly significant changes to the Federal Public Service. He's folding 5 departments under others, reducing the number of federal government departments from 18 to 14.
Yeah, big changes in Canberra. That affects a lot of people. 5 departmental secretaries will lose their jobs, but Scott Morrison says that there's no other job cuts. It's not about that. It's actually about busting bureaucratic congestion, he says. It's not the last that we'll hear from him on this sort of topic. There's a big review that's been done called the Thodey Review, and it's looking into things like the efficiency of the public service, and a bit more detail about that is expected to be announced next week.
No winding down for Christmas, it seems, as yet on the political front.
Yeah, nothing says Christmas like a bureaucratic review.
Over in France, and it's no secret that the French do like to strike. They do that a bit. They've really outdone themselves this time, Claire, though. It's a big one.
A really big one. In fact, they say it's the biggest nationwide strike that's happened in decades. Workers there are very angry about planned pension reforms, and what Emmanuel Macron, the president there, has introduced is a universal points-based pension system that would see people retiring later or facing reduced payouts. So that's what's got them very angry, and they took to the streets in very big scenes last night.
transport systems, schools, health services were all affected. Even the Eiffel Tower tweeted that it was shut.
Yep, teachers out, air traffic controllers went on strike, public servants, the whole lot. It seemed to grind to a real halt there.
Plus 500,000 protesters took to the streets of Paris. Back in March, Coles told customers they would increase the price of their own brand milk by 10 cents and pass the extra money straight on to farmers. The ACCC says the way this ended up playing out didn't pass the pub test, Claire.
It gets a bit complicated, so we won't get rusted down in the details of that. But long story short, the ACCC says that Coles failed to pass on what customers thought was a drought levy to those farmers. So while Coles says that it disagrees with the ACCC's interpretation of the issues, they've offered to pay it just to avoid an unnecessary dispute. So they're handing over $5.25 million to those dairy farmers.
And whilst not confirmed yet by her owners, all indicators are that Winx is in foal.
Isn't that lovely?
She's having a baby.
So nice. And no, she hasn't just put on a bit of weight and had a long stint in the good paddock. She actually is having a baby. Reports say that she's due in October 2020. Her owners are expected to make that news official next week. But, you know, she's a lady who's under a lot of scrutiny and that continues. So they couldn't hold the news for that long. And yeah, apparently a foal of hers would be worth about $1 million. So incredible.
At least, I think.
Yeah, amazing for them. And interesting will be down the track about whether they sell that foal or whether they try their luck at the track again.
Probably hold on to her, I'd say, or her or him.
Absolutely.
We don't know. Yeah. And our email subject line today is Isn't She Lovely by Stevie Wonder. That speaks to that story. A message now from our podcast partner, CommBank. They're supporting regional communities this Christmas through their Christmas drought appeal. Every dollar raised through the appeal will directly support the Australian Red Cross and Rural Aid to continue the vital work they're doing in drought-affected communities. If you'd like to make a contribution, you can do so via the CommBank app or any CommBank branch. To find out more, visit combank.com.au/drought. Friday Lights, Claire, it's a section of the Squeeze Today email which gives people some longer reads, some recipes, the bits and bobs we've come across during the week. Interesting video of Billie Eilish, one of the most popular artists of the past few years, who for the third year in a row has sat down to talk about her life, her fame and all sorts of things with Vanity Fair. Each year that video compares her answers to the year before.
And it's amazing how much, even though she's almost 18, I reckon she turns 18 on this coming weekend, she has just grown up so much, and even she's such a young woman, but yeah, she's such an old head on young shoulders and such an impressive artist. So yeah, it's really interesting to see her from that perspective answer some of these really deep questions very thoughtfully.
Yeah, and Sesame Street recently turned 50, so there's a great long read on the show's genesis and how it's lasted half a century, and a fancy green salad recipe. Like the look of that one. A lot of zucchini.
Yeah, if you need a bit of green, we're all indulging a bit in December, so it's good to balance it up every now and then with some green veggies.
I like the recommendation, a bit of Atlantic salmon on the side.
Nice.
It's usually salad on the side, but the salad's so good that it's the feature of this meal. Final few days to take our podcast survey, which will close on Sunday evening. So if you've been hearing me talk about it all week and you've thought, oh yes, I should really do that, definitely act on that today. A link to the survey is in your episode notes, and that Sparrow Designs bag is waiting under the Christmas tree for one of you. That's all from us. We're thinking of all the squeezers out there who are affected by the bushfires. I'm sure there's plenty of you. Stay safe. We'll chat on Monday. The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesqueeze.com.au.